Praise God. All right, here's a scripture, Proverbs chapter 13 and 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Praise God in heaven. This scripture is what I'm teaching on, and the subject is the wealth transfer. And this is part 17. Part 17. Now, it is obvious from this verse, God does not plan for you to be broke. Does not plan for you to be poor. And so we saw a number of places in the Bible where there's a pattern that God has of transferring wealth from the wicked, and he would consistently and periodically put it into the hands of the just. And the Bible says in Amplified, for whom it was laid up. So we found out that the wicked are involved in a fruitless operation, that they're gathering together wealth so that this wealth can go into the hands of God's people. And this wealth is basically for God's people establishing the kingdom and bringing the kingdom of God to every place in this earth. And there is more than enough wealth in this earth to establish a worldwide kingdom that will never end. More than enough. So they're working nonstop, gathering this for you and I, that we can do the right thing with it. Now, I shared with you before, Satan is not going to finance a war against himself. That would not be smart. So basically what I'm saying is that he is not going to finance the gospel, because the gospel is going to be used to pull down his work, and he's not going to finance that. So it's going to have to be divinely transferred. We said that God is going to be involved in doing this. Now, again, this is a God thing, that he is doing it. He's doing it at a time that he would see that it should be done. And so it's a couple of things for this particular lesson that I'd like us to zero in on. One is that we went over some times that transfer of wealth took place. We saw in Genesis, and God told Abraham in Genesis 12 to come out of his kindred and from his kind, from his father's house, into a place where God would show him. Verse 2 of Genesis chapter 12, he says that, and I'll make of thee a great nation, I'll bless you, make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. So you can't bless others if you're not blessed yourself. So Abraham goes to a place that God shows him, and the place didn't really look fit for habitation. And that's why I preached before this subject, I preached on the blessing of Abraham, or the Eden blessing. Why? Because those two tie in together. So here is Abraham now. He goes on down to Egypt and tells Pharaoh that Sarai is his sister instead of his wife. And so Pharaoh takes her into his palace, but his palace gets plagued. And so he sent Abraham out. But before he did, he entreated him. He gave him all kinds of stuff, wealth. Wealth is more than money. Wealth is all the other things, hard assets and so forth that you would have, including really technology. But anyway, so he got Abraham, and Abraham came out of there. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 13, in verse 1, it says about Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him. and to the south. Verse 2, he says, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. So how did he get that way? God made him that way. How did he do it? He transferred wealth into him. Did Abraham earn that? No, he did not. So wealth can be transferred without earning it, without going to a job for it. Now, there are times that you can use your gifting and transfer wealth as well. And I think we've discovered some of those along the way. But look at verse 5 of that same chapter. And he said, and Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks, herds, and tents. So it's kind of interesting here. I just want to bring out the fact that Lot got blessed. Why? Because he was associated with Abraham. And so some of the people of God, I believe, are going to get blessed on the back end. And the thing that you'll see, Abraham had the gold, silver, cattle, silver, and gold, and Lot had flocks, herds, and tents. In other words, because of Abraham's faith, he was able to get some things, but he got the pedigree stock. He got the best, and Lot got the overflow. And so I'm saying that people around this ministry, some may be using their faith, and others sitting around them may get overflow. May just be some overflow that they may be getting just because you're up in here. You know, that kind of thing. We saw where Abraham was blessed in all things. That's Genesis 24 and verse 1. So he's blessed all kinds of ways. And then it went on down to chapter 35 to see how he was blessed in Genesis chapter 24 and 35. And it says here that Abraham was blessed, had his master greatly, he has become great, and he has given him flocks, herds, and silver, and gold, and men servants, maid servants, camels, and donkeys. So God had blessed this man Abraham, and we went on to see how Isaac was now sowing, and Isaac sowed, and he got food in a time of famine, and he was able to sell that, of which he got flocks and gold and everything else. And so he got blessed. And then you see in Genesis chapter 30 how a man named Jacob worked for Laban. And you see in Genesis 31 and verse 1, you see here where there's a comment about how Jacob got blessed. And he heard the words of Laban's son saying that Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten all this what? Glory. Now, glory is not glory. Glory is really the full expression of the nature of God. The Greek word for it is doxa, where we get our word doxology. And it has to do with the fullness of the nature of a thing. The fullness of a nature of a seed is a tree. The fullness of the nature. So God, one of the things that he has for us is he wants us to be an expression of his glory. That the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. So everything that God is, he wants us to represent here in this earth. Say amen to that. Amen. So now here is Jacob. And also, if you go a step further in Genesis, you'll see that also Joseph. Joseph had a dream, and in that dream, he dreamed that he was a ruler. And then before it was all over with, Joseph was the highest in command next to Pharaoh. And he was the one that was conducting the affairs of Egypt. So we said something about it, and let's go over to Genesis chapter 13 again and look here at verse, I think it's 14. I said it last time. They should have a scripture up there. It says, as far as you could see, he was showing Abraham this. He said this, the Lord said to Abraham after Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. Hold it right there, please. Now, this is God speaking to Abraham and showing him land. Now, everywhere Abram looked, somebody was living on it. Now, it says after Lot had separated from them. Why did he need to separate? He had to separate because there was strife between them. Got it? And notice, Abram didn't get mad about it. Okay? Now, that's one of the things that you can find when you're in faith. You can tell when you're in faith because you won't get offended. You'll find people that are easily offended, they're in fear. They're in doubt, unbelief, and all of that kind of stuff. And you can't hardly say anything without them getting offended. This is a faith church. This is where people of faith come. This is where you come to build up your faith. And you'll find when you're in faith, folk can't shake you. Matter of fact, you don't even like to listen to gossip when you're in faith. And you sure don't like to listen to no complaining and grumbling and all this kind of stuff. Are you with me? So one of the things that we said is Abram separated from him, and Lot, of course, took a land that looked good, but it was turned out to be Sodom and Gomorrah. But over in verse 14 and 15, I just read that, he said, look at all the places where north, south, east, and west where you are, and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise and walk through the land in the length of it, the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Now, this is very important, because what we said here is your feet will never take you where your mind has never been. Your feet will never take you where your mind has never been. Now, God has a way of getting your mind to go there. And it's in the Bible. The first thing happens is I'm preaching or teaching you. As I do that, you're getting understanding. And as you get understanding, it's renewing your mind. So your mind is renewed that you can start seeing something that you didn't see when you came in here. I mean, I remember before I got born again, I didn't see how I could get rid of hay fever. But once I got born again, started listening to them faith tapes, all of a sudden I could see something I couldn't see before. Say amen to that. And it's amazing when you can really see something, it affects you. There was a blind man sitting down, and Jesus was passing by. And they said, he heard it was Jesus. He said, Son of David, have mercy on me. In other words, I want some healing. And those who were traveling with Jesus and the religious folks around him, came over and said, shh, you're in church, man. And he cried louder. Now understand, he was blind, but he could see. So it tells me you don't see with your eyes, you see through them. And the enemy tries to blind the minds of them because he knows you don't see with your eyes. You can be an armored car driver and hauling billions of dollars around every day and can't pay your bills. It's because you can't see. It's your mind you got to fix. Now, when it's time to fix it, you got to be patient because God sent you here. You didn't stumble in on this. Well, I saw it on TV. Well, God orchestrated. Because there's something inside of you crying out for a better life. So Jesus stood up and said, the Spirit of God is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. To heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised and, bruised, and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Close the book, set down, eyes of all them in synagogues fastened on him. He began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. So preaching, teaching, and healing. Why? Because when he came in a place where there's unbelief, the power wouldn't work. And the reason why the power wouldn't work is because of unbelief. But what did he have to do? He had to go around teaching. Once he taught, reoriented their thinking, they saw what belonged to them, then they pulled it right out of him. He's the anointed one. Praise God. Isn't that something? So now in this, you came in here because you might have been living from paycheck to paycheck most of your life. But those days are over. I'd just like to announce first that those days are over. I said, can you hear me? Those days are over. Oh, yeah. See, God wants you with enough to leave for your grandkids. How can you be living from paycheck to paycheck and leave an inheritance for your grandkids? I'm not talking about your kids. You know you're going to leave it for your kids. You're going to leave it for your grandkids. Say amen to that. Now, I'm saying that once you got born again, you got born into royalty. I'm Prince William. You got born into royalty. Come on now. You are somebody. Now, the one that you have to tell you who you are is the Holy Ghost. Don't go to my dear. She don't know. Excuse my French. Are you following what I'm saying? Don't go into the scholastic environment. They don't know. They're still talking about you came from an amoeba, a roach or something. My point to you is go to the Holy Ghost. You see, he knows who you are. He knows the gifting that you have in you. And he's the only one that can teach you, really. So he's teaching you through me. I'm anointed. The Holy Ghost is on me to tell you who you are. And you are royalty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Say amen. Amen. Now, I said be patient because we're going into a new area. See, I'm showing you some things. He showed Abraham that land. Every bit of that land, somebody was living on it. But he said, Abraham, that's yours. Come on. Now, I'm just reading the Bible. Now, here's the problem. One, I want to talk about a democracy. Okay? That's one. Next, I want to talk about what you eat. Right now, my wife is in the process of converting my taste buds. Can I preach this thing here? Yeah. She knows I want to get on Ezekiel bread. And she just, I told her, listen, just put me a little piece at a time and then give me some of that old stuff. See, because I'm trying to tighten up this bread thing.
Right.
I'm in the process of cultivating my taste buds to something new. My dad used to say that. I said, Dad, I don't like beets. He said, son, cultivate a taste for it. I said, I don't want to cultivate a taste for it. But where you're going, some of you have come out of something that was fed to you that was bad for you. Yeah. See, and as soon as I say something about God and who you are, what you have and what you can do, Then, boom, a wall goes up. See? And I didn't say it to provoke that. It's just your food. See, when they were in Egypt, they ate chitlins, okay? Now, that's what I call them. It's something like it. What slaves ate was what the master threw away. Got it? That's what they ate. But they came into the wilderness, and all they had now is manna. Well, now they're going to get a little upset about this. Wait a minute. Manna? I want some meat. And what happened is Moses pleaded with them, but you know, he's still trying to get a hold of that bunch out there. So notice, every time God changed their location, he changed their diet. So you come in here, different diet. For you to go where God wants you, you're going to have to change your diet. For you to have the impact that God wants you to have, that's what this church represents, then you're going to have to cultivate a taste for a different level of food. All of a sudden, I start giving you some strong meat. You start... I want you to see that, because we didn't do that at our church before. But you're doing it now. Because for us to get to where he wants us to get to, I'm talking about the billion flow. Yeah. You're going to have to eat something different, honey. Are y'all with me? Let me make a statement. Let me make a statement. How many believers I got in here? All right. Money comes to people who are already rich. I'll say it again. Money comes to people who are already rich and wealthy. Say amen. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, inside of you, you're like Joseph. You got a vision of being a ruler. It's inside of you. Folks, when your subconscious is converted, it actually draws resources that you need. When your subconscious is converted, you can actually see stuff that you couldn't see, come on, before you got converted. When your subconscious and your mind is renewed, you can actually have a flow of God's ability through you that can't flow through you without you believing. Are you with me? And so when you are changed on the inside, that's when you start changing on the outside. So my job is not to give you money, it's to give you the word. And when I give you the word and you change on the inside, you will change on the outside. Isn't this a beautiful thing? You are royalty. You are so special to God doesn't trust human wisdom to even teach you. You are being taught by a tutor from heaven. Now, when he tells you who you are, what you have, what you can do, receive. Don't come up trying to say, well, grandma said, this is not about grandma. This is about you and God, that he's going to make you a blessing to the nations of the earth. He's going to take you somewhere where few men have gone before. Live long and prosper. Oh, yeah. Isn't this wonderful? Now, here's the problem. The problem is the kingdom. Traditionally, we've taught from a denominational perspective. There were 12 spies that went to spy out the land of Canaan. Got it? 10 of them came back with what kind of report? Evil report. Now, where did they get that from? Got it? They got that from something other than the counsel of God. And where folk get stuff from they preached in churches, I have no idea. Boy, if you want to hear some unbelief, go to a funeral. Now, wait a minute. I'm not laughing at people. I was there. We didn't know any better. We didn't have anything to compare it to. But you've got something now. Now you've got a man of God anointed with several anointings right now functioning under a prophet that is not in any way shy about telling you the truth. Whether you want it or not. And it's going to have to be up to you to walk in this. So the kingdom, all right? What is the kingdom? It is a government. And you're a part of it. Once you got born, you left democracy. You are now in a theocracy. It is a sovereign ruled government. Has one king, Jesus. He is the one that gives commands to everybody. Are you with me? What I'm saying is this whole wealth thing, you've got 5% of the population controlling 95% of the wealth. That's got to change. And you are sent here to change it. Nothing against them, nothing against them. But because of the system, the money is being held, and now we can't do the kingdom expansion like it's supposed to be done. Because the money's not in our hands. We're busy trying to expand the kingdom with our paycheck. And it looked like the preacher's always begging for money. I was supposed to come up with a program up here, $9.5 million. And I said, okay, let's open up the church now. Let's get that money. I'm talking about one service, not three services, one service. I said, okay, I got $9.5 million. I said, I'm open for those who would like to sow a seed. Pastor, I got 500,000. Pastor, I got 2 million. Pastor, I got two. After 1.5 minutes, I said, thank you very much. All right, open your Bibles. Let's go on with this here. Now, this is what is possible in any church.
Amen.
Did God deliver Israel out of Egypt?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it everybody in that congregation, did they come out rich?
Yes.
If God will do it then,
Amen.
He'll do it now.
Yes.
And that coming out is not so that you can just say how rich I am. My point to you is they won't finance the gospel. You will. You will help us relieve suffering of the people in Somalia. Because it just costs money to do it. I wish we could do it without it, but it doesn't. God attached it to it. He said, I'm giving you power to get what? wealth. So I can dispense my covenant.
Amen.
We're going to get this gospel out, folks. We are the generation that he's been waiting on, and all I got to do is change your image. If I can give you a new diet right quick. All right, let me just tell you about the kingdom first. Now, if you broke, you need to listen to this. I'm going to say it over here. If you broke, you need to listen to this. And I'm not talking to people because I'm talking because I'm broke. I am far from broke. And I'm talking to you right now because your situation should not be you can't get your children's children's inheritance if you can't, if you're going from paycheck to paycheck. Am I right about it? What has happened is a democratic society is different from a kingdom society. And the reason why it's different is that the democratic society, for the most part in the Western society, they have a very difficult time coming over to the kingdom.
Right.
And the reason why they do is because the kingdom won't let you vote. The kingdom is a it's kind of like a monarchy. You have no voting rights. You have to hear the word of the king and do it. Isn't that wonderful? So in this Bible, Jesus said, I always do what I see my Father do. You got what I'm saying? And he said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. So when you start talking about a democracy, then you start talking about people who have their opinions about it. But when you, Lord have mercy. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 11, please. There's a place you're going called Canaan. And those are giants in there. You can't defeat a giant with a grasshopper mentality. I got to bring you up. I got to let you know that the same ability that's in God can flow through you. The same ability. See, wealth was really made for saved folk. See, it was made for Adam. It wasn't made for the fallen man. Because the fallen man will misuse it. But you got born again, which puts you back where Adam was. Now you can handle it. Are you following what I'm saying? Numbers chapter 11. Are you there?
Yes.
All right, look at this. And I'll come down and talk with you there. Told Moses, he's going to do it. I will take of my spirit which is upon you, and I'll put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Next verse. Okay. And say unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and you shall eat flesh, for you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore, the Lord will give you flesh, and you shall eat it. Now, here's what they said. It was well with us in Egypt. Now, watch this. Without revelation, you can't see anything wrong. Right now, without revelation, I thought having two cars with two car notes, a house with a mortgage was all right. Now, that's absurd for me. Absurd. I never would think of that. Owing somebody on a house or on a car? Now, I know you're not there. That's why I'm putting you on the bread. Wait a minute. It's not that the Lord was holding that back from you. It's that you had the wrong image. You're going to live out of what's in you. My job is to change your inside. Folks, it is so wonderful not to have all them bills come in your house. Now, what will happen if you get the money and you got the wrong image? Well, absolutely. Money cometh and money will go with. Sure it will, because it will do the wrong thing with it to get you back down to where your image is. So I'm building capacity for wealth. When you get that money, you need to buy something. Apartment buildings or some investment. Why? So that it'll start producing for you. So you'll have a perpetual wealth resource. You won't run out. Say amen to that. So next verse on there. Can I just give me two more minutes? Can you give me two more minutes? See, I can't take you where I haven't gone. I've been in Canaan. I've been in there where there's no strife in the house. Come on, that we are all exercising, playing tennis, being invited to the U.S. Open. You know, I mean, that's where I am. Why? Because I'm royalty. Prince William, and I know it. My wife and us in the house, we don't shout at each other. Where have you ever seen a king shout? Get that thing out of here. Where have you seen that in the palace? I mean, a king just says, honey. Okay. Let me just finish that. Shall not eat 1 day or 2 days or 5 days or neither 10 days or 20 days, but you're going to eat it a whole month until it come out of your nostrils. And it'll be loathsome to you because that you have despised who? The Lord, which is among you, and have what? Wept before him, saying, come on, why came you forth out of Egypt? Wow. Now notice, they were out of Egypt, but Egypt was not what? That's what I'm working on. Stay with me. Don't run out on me. Don't not come. If you next Sunday, the enemy will try to put a pain in your foot. Just drag your foot on the church. Just drag it on the church. I'm telling you. Grandmother, somebody called, want you to take them to the store. Say, Grandmama, I'm going to take you, but you go into church with me before we go. And we'll hit the store after you get done. And realize this whole idea of changing that image, because your feet will never take you where your mind has never been. And I think one of the most dangerous things you can do is to give a poor man a bunch of money. You about to hurt somebody. I have seen it. God is enlarging your capacity. Put it up there. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. Put it up there, please. Are y'all all right? Are we all right here? Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his what? Grace. Which is able to do what to you? Build you up. Keep going. And what? Inheritance. Before you get your inheritance, you're going to have to be what? Built up. I'm doing that right now. And listen, hang with me because I'm going to hang with you. We're going to teach you the right way. We're not talking about some kind of quick get-rich-quick scheme, all of that. We're talking about economic principles. Just hang right on in there and we're going to take care of it. That's all. I quit. That's it. All right. If you can just, if you're not.